Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
And feel free to share this podcast freely out there. We'd like to get our numbers up. Welcome to the episode, everyone. On this episode, we're responding to a particular question we were asked the other day by one of our own adults. Just in a conversation, it came up because this particular adult is very particular about her budget.
She's a saver.
She is a saver, and she's goal-oriented, and she was a little frustrated. Is that fair to say?
She was, I don't know if it was frustrated, but she was looking for things to do that weren't going to, you know, break her budget. And she kind of was looking around thinking there's not much to do around here.
That's a fair question. And kind of thinking about it, I thought that's fair to have an episode about some of the resources that we used and that she used to find some of those things. Just thinking maybe other adults are having the same problem because everything's so expensive now.
It's crazy. You can go out to dinner for two, or go to a movie for two, about the same cost.
And even that's a pretty hefty cost.
Right. If you're only making minimum wage, you have to work 4+ hours before taxes to be able to go to a movie with your date. It is expensive.
Can any workaround come to mind for you just on a movie front?
We could do what we did and rent a movie, stay in.
We can go to Blockbuster?
Not Blockbuster, but you can just click rent your movie on the TV and you can rent a movie for, you know, probably $20 and grab some popcorn and sodas and cost you about half of a movie theater.
Amazon Prime, we happen to be members of. That's a resource there. You can rent usually $4 or $5.
And if you order stuff from Amazon, that's why you have Prime, because free shipping. If you want to wait on your shipping, they have little bonus credits that you can use to rent movies for free.
We have to give credit to our budget goal-oriented saver because she's the one that informed us of that. We didn't know that was a benefit of it.
Right. So if you're not in, whatever you're ordering is not urgent, if you pick the slower shipping a few extra days, you'll get some points to rent a movie.
Another movie solution might be check with your movie theater in your area, the one you go to. We found one local, and I don't want to give names. It's a chain that Tuesday all summer long was, as we call it, cheap movie night.
Cheapy Tuesday night, yeah.
So you may have that option to be able to save yourself. They're the same movies that are playing the rest of the week. It just happened in our case, it's on a Tuesdays, was it?
Mm-hmm.
So there's an option for you. And it actually made it very affordable. It was, $4 or $5 a ticket?
No, probably like $7.50, but half of the price of a regular ticket.
Another movie option would be to hit a matinee. They're usually less expensive if you go to the morning ones.
I get it, but then it's you then. 90 seniors. So I think maybe the matinee is good if you're taking somebody's kids, but probably not a midday go out socialize date night kind of thing.
Sorry, adults. I guess my AARP card is showing. Other things that you can do. An underutilized resource is going to be your local library, whether it's a county library or a town library. All libraries that, in my experience, have some sort of programming. We went to our county library for a ghost hunting lecture given by an author that wrote books about ghost hunting. It was fascinating. And I didn't go alone. I had some adults with me that went to that one.
And because so many books and magazines and newspapers are now online, libraries have stepped up their game for social events to bring people in. So there are a lot, if you look locally or countywide, citywide, there'll be a lot of events at your library because they want you to come.
They even have museum tickets, which I know that's not for all adults. It takes a particular kind of adult to want to go to a museum, But you have to think outside the box. Like, I noticed ours has deeply discounted tickets to Liberty Science Center.
But they also have tickets to shows. At Christmas time, we can get less expensive tickets to Radio City, which includes a bus ride and the ticket to the show.
So we've hit libraries, we've hit some movies. How about a digital detox?
How about to just go outside? Our youngest adult is currently out with his friends hiking and swimming at a local park that has a lake. That's what they do now. The weather's nice and they just go find a place to go walk around, explore, and jump in the water. It doesn't cost them anything except a little gas money to get there.
We've even done a version of that. We picked up lunch from our local store and went to a local lake and had a very nice time.
We did. It was very nice. The water was beautiful, minus the shin fish.
Yeah, there were fish trying to eat us. They weren't piranha, though. We were good.
There are so many things you can do. I am sure everyone lives somewhere where there's something fun to explore and go see that doesn't really cost you much, a few dollars here and there. There are some things that are amazing to do that if you really have your heart set on it, save a little money, put it aside, and go do it. I just found a great place that's not far from us. That's an outdoor adventure park. So you go up in the trees, you do these tree courses, and then you zip line to the next.
For our people that don't see us, she was making the zip line sign. Everyone is aware of that.
Nice. So you zip line from one course to the next, and there's five. It's like a 3-hour day, cost about $60 a person, which, like I said, isn't inexpensive, especially for someone starting out. But when you break it down, it's about $20 an hour. So if that's something you're interested in, find a adventure course, see what it costs, and put away the money.
Another thing that comes to mind, check with your county colleges. I'm not sure if this is universal, but for our counties, and we're in New Jersey, where we record. Our county colleges have concerts over the summer and movies outdoors at night over the summer.
There's even parks that have outdoor concerts.
And they're very affordable. I checked a couple different counties. Some charge $5 to get in. Some are absolutely free. Our county college movie night, they have three actually over the course of the summer. And that's our local county college. I don't think they charge anything at all.
No, even our town does a outdoor movie night in the summer at the local park. And it's free.
So there are plenty of things to do. I'm trying to think if there are any other resources. Oh, we found one of those museums, the outdoor museum. Garden of Sculpture happened to be one that I found. It cost $5.
And there's so many things you guys can do. I mean, if you're truly bored, go join a gym. I'm pretty sure there's a well-known chain of gyms that cost $10 a month. It's not a day, it's a month. So go with your friends, go to the gym, pay the $10 and go every day. Break that down by 30. It's really not a big spend.
And if you're a super young adult, you may be able to get, they might have high school and college summer passes for nothing.
Our youngest is currently going to a local gym that if you're a high school student, you get to go all summer long for free. It's out there. The information is just at your fingertips. Most of these things we found out through schools, libraries, local businesses, and the good old Google.
Another thing that comes to mind is just go to the local park. Our park has a volleyball court, basketball courts. I know in a town nearby, there's pickleball courts.
Tennis courts.
Rollerblading, skate parks. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
You know what? Find a hobby you like.
Oh, here's one. Go to the most haunted road in New Jersey and do a ghost hunt.
Right. Well, in New Jersey, we know where that is, but I'm sure there are plenty of haunted buildings and roads
Telling people to go into buildings.
What I said was go find a haunted building, which is probably safer because if it's listed as haunted, people know you're going there.
That's true.
But also find a hobby. There are tons of groups out there. Google hobby, this particular hobby near me. I don't care if it's finger painting, knitting, woodworking. There's probably people out there that are meeting and doing these things. You bring your own supplies and enjoy an afternoon or an evening.
Google meetup.com. I'm not sure what the actual URL is. I belong to a couple different groups on there that send me information about hikes.
Anyway, I guess what we're trying to say to you guys is there's a ton of things out there to make you more social and get you out there and not break the bank that you can do and have fun. Go for it. Look it up. Google it. Put on your big girl pants and brave face and go meet some new people and go have some fun. You're young. You should be out doing things all the time.
Oh, and even we just did an episode on this, so I should probably say it. You could volunteer at things.
Absolutely.
There's so much social life. I've been a member of many volunteer fire companies and Knights of Columbus, Masons.
Fish and chips night.
Exactly. They're all affordable things to do. And in the case of volunteering, you're giving back to the community. And definitely, I can attest to every public safety thing I've ever volunteered for was as much about the social as it was about the public service.
Great. So go out there and do some fun things. Don't break the bank. Enjoy it. Write it down so you can look back and say, I had so much fun at this event and that event, or this was the best one I went to. So, I don't know, next year you can choose to do it again. If there's a lake around you, get on your swimsuit, go jump in the lake.
And if there's other things that come to mind, feel free to reach out and let us know. We're learning from you guys, like we hope you guys are learning from us. And we definitely will share the information that we hear.
Oh, and I think speed dating. I think everyone should do speed dating at least once in their life. I'm not saying you're going to find a mate, but you meet a lot of interesting people, and it's really not much money.
But we wanted to just give an episode, a lighthearted just of ideas. Another one I want to do, just so you know this is coming, is stretching your dollars. Like we didn't talk about, and this might actually go in this one. One of the tips that Kathy and I use, we'll go to Applebee's, and instead of ordering all sorts of crazy stuff, we look for ways to save ourselves money. And what we found is they have deals sometimes, like they're 2 for $25. We get more food at Applebee's and have a sit-down dinner than we could possibly get going and ordering off the fast food menus.
Right. And our kids want to go out with their friends at night when they're done with work. They go to Half Apps because they can get twice as much food for the same money.
Now, one of the tips that I'd like to give you is if you are doing that, please tip generously to your servers. Because you're paying half price for something doesn't mean they're doing half the work.
Correct. So just want to let you guys know that we are partnering with Dubby Energy Drinks. And if you are a person who drinks Dubby or interested in drinking Dubby, if you go to www.dubby.gg and order Dubby, and in your discount code, type idulting10, you'll get 10% off your purchase. Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to idulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.